Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So you probably heard this before. If you knew all about the energy that you use every single day, down to the micro calorie, then you'd probably change your behavior. But what if you knew not only how much energy you use, but also you knew everything that your neighbors used, and you could compare yourself to them? Well, the city of Sacramento is trying something like this to get residents to conserve energy. It's a startup project by a company called Positive Energy, and the man behind that company and this idea of using peer pressure to conserve energy is Robert Cialdini. He's a professor of social psychology at Arizona State University. Professor, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you, John.
Now, what gives you the idea that peer pressure is going to work here, and how is it not guilt-tripping people?
Well, I'm going to suggest a minor change in the wording of that label. Instead of peer pressure, it's peer proof. It's not coercion. It's not forcing people to do anything at all. It's just honestly informing them of what their neighbors are doing, which becomes a validating source of information about what they should do in that situation. I just saw an article recently that showed that if a restaurant owner puts on the menu, "This is our most popular item," it immediately becomes 20% more popular.
Oh,
there's no pressure there. It's just information that tells people what's appropriate for them to be doing in that situation, too.
So it sounds like from that theory that if you're living in an energy-wasting community and you're trying to conserve and you saw that everyone else is wasting, it would encourage you also to waste. But on the other hand, if you're in a conserving community and could see what everyone is doing, it would have the effect of increasing the momentum, multiplying the motive to actually be green.
That's exactly right. In fact, we have research that shows that. If we give people information that says you are using more energy than your neighbors, by the draw, the magnetism of the middle, it pulls people down to the norm, to what the average is in their next month's energy bill. If you tell people you're using less energy than your neighbors, they come up to the middle. Now they start using more energy.
So
there's one thing you can do, though, to keep those people who are energy misers down in the lower registers. When you send them the information that says you're doing better than your neighbors, we put a smiley face emoticon next to the information. In other words, we recognize them for their good acts, and that keeps them nailed down below everybody else.
Dude, are you telling me that we are just a couple of smiley-faced emoticons away from the Al Gore utopia?
It's important that we not just ask people to conserve energy, but that we acknowledge them when they do. That's important to them.
It sounds like that's a yes.
It is a yes.
Well, how does this work for the people of Sacramento exactly? You mentioned the emoticon, but what has changed about maybe the monitoring systems on their homes, the kinds of things the utility actually does, and what's the privacy issue?
Well, there's nothing that's changed. That's the good thing. All that happens is that once a month they get a statement that tells them something different from what they normally get. You know, you and I get a statement once a month from the utility. It tells us where we stand this month compared to last month in our energy usage and maybe even last year. This time they get a statement as well that says, here's where you stand relative to your neighbors in comparably sized homes with similar square foot and similar number of bedrooms and so on. Here's where you stand relative to your community. Then that information alone, that's all there is, has produced the single most cost-effective practice in any of the utilities where Positive Energy has been contracted.
That's interesting. And what sorts of percentages, what sorts of rates of conservation have you managed to encourage?
Well, it depends on the utility. But for example, in Sacramento, in 1 year, they've saved enough to take 30 to 50,000 homes off the energy grid.
Wow.
Just in Sacramento.
Now, I would think that there might be a privacy issue in the sense that if your bill shows that maybe your neighbor is actually, you know, burning like 2 megawatts, you might go over to their house and go, you know, I bet you have some like grow lights down in the basement there.
Fortunately, you don't get that information about which of your neighbors is doing it. You get an information that of your neighbors who have similar sized homes, their average is this, your average is that.
Does the utility own this information already?
It does. And what Positive Energy does is to use information technology to convert that information into a usable and deliverable piece of evidence to people about where they stand relative to their community.
Finally, with all the talk from the Obama administration about creating a kind of national consensus on climate change and energy conservation, is it possible that communities can aggregate upward the information community to community and develop tax policy, revenue policy, all kinds of federal top-down incentives to actually make it even more of a community-based green incentive?
I think so. In fact, I've been asked to speak to the U.S. Congress. I was even asked to speak at 10 Downing Street in U.K. about how government policy can be informed by these relatively inexpensive practices that don't cost anything in terms of just financial resources of large-scale technological fixes, but they don't cost any social capital to the government either. They don't have to engage yet another tax or another regulation or some kind of incentive that's very expensive to the government. Instead, they simply have to inform people honestly what their neighbors are doing.
And you could clearly envision a community that reaches a utility-based energy conservation goal would be eligible for, say, stimulus money, different from a different community.
Exactly. And those that use these tools will be eligible more quickly than their neighboring communities.
All right. Well, it's great stuff to think about. Robert Cialdini is a professor of social psychology at Arizona State University and is the chief scientist at Positive Energy, which is helping to use peer pressure. You don't call it peer pressure, right? What do you call it?
We call it peer proof or peer information.
Peer information to get people in Sacramento to conserve energy. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.